Hello.
Hi, this is Shane Doe. I'm calling from the Medicare agency. Is this Clarence?
No, this is his daughter.
Oh, okay. So I'm calling. I see that you submitted, or Clarence submitted, a form for home care services.
Yeah, I did.
Caregiver program.
For him. Yeah, I did. I did for him.
Yeah, so I can help you.
Okay.
So is who's the one that needs the care? Clarence?
Yes.
Okay.
He's my dad. He's my father.
Oh, okay. Is he on Medicaid?
Yeah. No, he doesn't have Medicaid. He has Medicare.
Oh, okay. Cause he needs
Medicaid, right?
So it's a Medicaid-funded program, yeah. So it's a Medicaid only. Did you know if you ever tried applying for a home for Medicaid?
Yeah. I did it before, and for her own health care from, I'm not even sure what the provider was that I called, but I had to go through Medicaid, so I had to get all kinds of information for him. So I got all kinds of information, and then there was like one, he had like a 401k, like like insurance, it wasn't like insurance, it was like a 401k, but there was no money in the account. So, and I forget who it is, but it says zero on it. Like, you get some monthly statement from them and it says zero. But they wanted 5 years back of that, and I couldn't get a hold of nobody there. Like, and I kept calling the lady and saying, look, nobody will answer me, nobody will call me back. I can't even talk to anybody there or whatever, but I have monthly statements. Like, you can't take monthly statements, and they wouldn't take it. So I went through all that process, and then I didn't get nothing out of it because she dropped it. And she was like, she gave me like an extra week, but I still couldn't get a hold of nobody. I even tried to go through the bank that he went to when he took the money out, and I couldn't get a hold of nobody through that place. I forget what the name of it is. I have it written down upstairs. But, yeah, so I couldn't even get that's the only thing I couldn't get was the 5 years back for that 401k money. And they wouldn't accept it. They wouldn't accept it then because I couldn't get that.
Okay, so let me just understand. He doesn't qualify for Medicaid?
He would if I can get these papers from his 401k. That's why he got
denied. Are you interested in doing it?
Well, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, I can get it. I mean, I can try to. I mean, I can apply for it.
Well, because if you're interested in having him apply for Medicaid and wants to approve for Medicaid for home care, then we can definitely help you.
Okay, so he has to get the Medicaid first, and then...
Right, but we can help him get that, right, because we have an enrollment team that can help him get the Medicaid.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's do that. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure. Let me get his date of birth, please. Let me start with the date of birth. I'm ready when you are.
March 28th, 1944.
You said 28th?
Yeah, March 28th, 1944.
44?
Yeah. Where? Yeah, that's true. Oh, my glasses are done.
So,
I'm going to get them right when I'm done. I'm going to get them. I don't get that.
Where are they?
Okay. Do you have a social as well?
Yes. 211-34-3753.
Let me see if you can pull up any information. Okay, yeah. Clarence Lefevre.
Yeah, Lefevre.
Lefevre. Okay.
It sounds like L.A., but it's L.E.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I was able to pull up a Medicaid ID. I see he's coming up on the Medicaid website, but it's inactive. So we can definitely help him reapply.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So give me a minute, and I'll be right with you. I'll take the rest of the information, and then I'll have you transfer over to an enrollment specialist.
What's his address?
719 South 13th Street, Columbia, 17512. I'm in PA.
So 719 South?
South 13th Street.
13th Street, okay. And what's the zip code?
17512.
512. That's in Columbia, PA.
Yes.
And that would be in Lancaster County?
Yeah, yep, Lancaster County, yeah.
Okay, amazing, yeah. Okay. And is there any apartments number?
No, it's ours.
Okay. Are there any minors in the home? Any kids?
No.
No. Okay. And who are you? Are you related to him? Okay, you said it's your dad. So you're the
daughter. Yeah, I'm his daughter. Yes.
Okay, got it. And what's your name?
Sandra Dahl.
Sandra?
Dahl, just like baby doll, D-O-L-L.
Oh. Sandra, and you're the daughter. And you want me to save your number as the point of contact, or there is a number to each Clarence directly?
Yes. Yep.
So your number?
717-654-2207.
Yeah, okay, so just your, is there any number, any other number I can add in file?
Yeah, his number you can save. It's 717.
Okay.
693-2609. 2609? Yeah, 2609.
Okay, that's for Clarence. And will you be the caregiver?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. Can you please spell your last name for me again?
B-O-L-L. Just like baby doll.
Okay.
Why?
That's the name of my email after I don't want to learn that email. Yeah. One blind. So I feel only hurt. Yeah.
Wait, do I only have one email or phone?
Yeah,
okay, Sandra.
Yes.
Just to make sure, you said D-O-L-L?
Yeah, D-O-L-L, yep.
Oh, like a, okay, now you said like a doll.
Yep, yeah, just like doll. It's like baby doll.
Baby doll. Doll. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And he never had the services before, right?
No. Nope.
Okay. And does he have any medical conditions that we need to be aware of? Any surgery?
He has, like, cellulitis or whatever in his legs. Like, his legs are, they're, like, swelled up all the time. Like, huge, like, blue-type-looking legs.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes he gets a cellulitis in it where it's, and then he has to go to the hospital to afford to go away. You know, they pump all kinds of antibiotics into him, I guess, and, you know, I mean, to help him go down. And plus, he wears, like, the blue leg things. I forget what they're called, the blue things. I actually thought they were compression pants, like compression socks or whatever, the big blue thingies. I thought they were actually for, you know, like when you're bedridden and you know, so your legs don't clot up or whatever, but they help his legs. They take some of the swelling down of his legs. And then he has COPD.
And what does he need assistance with? Not cleaning,
just
cooking, like, laundry?
Yes, yep. Getting dressed, a little bit of getting dressed now. And bathing, maybe, bathing a little bit, maybe. And pretty much he can't do by himself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw it. It really matters. Like I said, his legs are sort of, so he can't really walk. I mean, he can walk. He walks. But, you know, he uses a cane or a walker. But then he's not that stable on his feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they told him water legs or something. They just say he has a lot of water buildup or something, right? He takes all kinds of water pills.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they help at all, but they seem to think they do, I guess.
Okay, just filling out the rest of the information. Just give me another minute or two, and then I'll have you transfer it over to the enrollment team.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Wait, I remember to ask them.
And he still got COPD. Still got COPD.
That was always outside, honey.
Yeah. And I just think I'm like, stuck. I just, if someone heard, I can't stand it. I have 10 people in front of me. I can't argue with my sister. 8 times.
All over it.
Yeah, the numbers don't doodle around it.
It was left
for
mom by
the
looks at what's matter with your arm and leg. Something else. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
I know, I was
down with a headache. See, with a headache for you, I'm not even sure my phone.
I was up to 3 o'clock when I first showed up in that bedroom. I scrubbed down the walls and everything.
What's the matter with his bed?
At your point, that's what I said, with the raising up a little bit.
Did he bolt into the floor?
No.
That's what
sound like. He welded that extra legs on it. So the legs were adjusted. But they don't adjust anymore. He had to spend for a certain size of it there. And then I put it up against the mat. So
you can do
it. Yep. That was way too low. There's no way. Max said, God, there's no way you can get up out of that thing. Anyway,
should I carve it?
No, nothing big to go right there next. You stumbled over that.
Really? But we need
for the lucky area. You know, because he has the whole big floor down in the middle, so.
He's
a big dude. I don't know if he got it. I went to the house during the flint. He didn't stick right.
Okay. Yeah. Couldn't get it last night.
I put it left to roast all your bad ideas.
No,
I'm scared. Oh, you want to tell me if nothing.
No, I'm a big guy.
No, I know. I'm just saying we don't.
How did you take the...
You're going to have to help me out because I don't know what he needs. Probably about that much time anyway.
Yeah, it's in and out.
We'll just adjust him, and I try and want him there for probably like 10, 15 minutes.
I should go back to the living room because I like him.
That's where I go.
Yeah, I should do that. Every time I went, I know I'd be really good service.
Well, I got a kid there. This kid's just
got a small way in his head.
But yes, the women's staff is not are this big. No way, the way to make my face.
Yeah.
Real big, yeah.
Style.
I know, but that's for my daughter.
7-year-old girl wearing
but I got
big old
little ones for the mini kids. Guys.
That's simple stuff. My mom's like, I'm telling you, she's like, getting older. Watch. Yep, the last 5 months, because I've been checking. Last
how old are you?
43.
I went to Red Bull, like 40, 41, 42. I get sick like 2 or 3 years ago. I swung like here and there. My mom was always too low. I think I went here when I was like 12.
It's weird, but I told my doctor about
it. I got my period really early. I had
not got a 16.
I had my period before then.
I'm still trying to see if I have any of the enrollment specials available. So give me another minute, please.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
I get up here for a day. Full blown, cramps, back pain, bright ass red blood.
Yeah, no,
then the next day it'll start tapering off and it'll be brown the next. Well, that's what happens. So I'm like, okay, hey. The last 5 months, every time I do that, I just judge it. Full big, wide. So it's like a gush. And it's all bright, bright again. Are you kidding me? There's no lead up.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
with your medical card.
Hope so, please. Can't wait. Come on, you say that shit now if you get the night sweats and shit. Can't wait still. You're hot, cold. What? Don't care. Pretty scary the worst for everything. How did it warm enough? No.
You should have had to go to health card right here, smart.
But this problem, I said, I overslept a little bit, I think, by an hour or so. My life, and I still fucking, ever sleep too long, you feel like, yeah, stretchy shit, like,
I think that.
Oh, thanks, I feel good. My body's sick and lame.
What's your name today, 21st?
I'm 20 or more. I don't want to do what I think I'm trying to start working up to. He said you could have me take people with them. Oh, I did it. Are you sure? He said, absolutely. He said, you don't, you can't, I can't get the credit. At any point, I can't get there. So I can't take that. Can't take it. Okay. It's too far. If I need to be able to ride my bike if I have to. You know what I mean? Nobody. I could take the bus so far and then ride the rest of the way. You know what I mean? Don't have a problem doing it. But holding that, you know that. He said, we have jobs coming in today. He said, you're. My email, he said, I'm going for him. He said, I definitely have something for you.
Okay, it looks like they're all on the phone now. Maybe give you a number. I'll have them call you whenever they're over the phone, but I'll give you a number just in case you have any questions in the meantime.
Okay.
So I'll give you, the number is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7400.
7400.
And then an extension. I'll give you a Naftali's extension is 145.
145?
145, yeah. He will reach out to you hopefully in the next hour, but just in case, you know, so you have his number just in case you have any questions for
okay.
Anytime. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
If you're skeptical, just make sure to answer.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Okay, thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you.
Have a great day.